Okay, today's Daf Yerushalmi is Brachas Daf Mem Beis, the last Daf here in the third parak of Maseches Brachas, as we finish up a section, a topic relating to the Maseches Brachas, Kriya Shema, and we'll move over to Tefillah, even though we've had a lot of Tefillah discussed over the past couple of parakim also, but today is the last daf in that regard. Again, the Shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family from Baltimore, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rav Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rav Gershon Lipa, Rav Leib, Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas, Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleya Mashalom. So let's again go back to the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, continuing the discussion of Takanas Ezra, as we know, the last couple of Mishnayos have discussed Ezra HaSofer, though we mentioned a couple of days ago that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, Ein Divrei Torah Makab Mutuma, and the halacha is like those three maimers that we've had about Kilei Akarim, about Reishis Hagez, and about Talmud Torah, and the important way of formulating it, of Ein Divrei Torah Makab Mutuma, which is also quoted in the Bavli. But the question the Mishnah asks, though, is, our Mishnah, this last Mishnah in the Perek, is, what happens if somebody has a more serious Tumah on them? So the Tvila of Ezra is not going to accomplish to make the person Tahar. So was Ezra still masaking the tefillah in that case? That was the context of the Mishnah. And again, to read the Mishnah again, Zav Shara Kari Zav, who saw Kari, Zav is someone who is more serious tumah. He has to count Shivanikiyam. He has to count 7 clean days. And he had a re'ias carry. So what, he's going to go to the mikvah? He's still tamei mishum zav. V'nida shabalta shichla zera, or anida that had been with her husband, and within 3 days, we know, as the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, the zera has power to be potent for 3 days for a certain amount of hours. And Poleta Shechva Zera has the same status as a Motzi Zera, as a Balkeri. So there too, Anida has to wait 7 days, Midaraisa, not 7 clean days, but 7 days. And therefore, the question is also there. Does she go to the mikveh? As we saw, Anida women also are included in the Takanas Ezra. V'hameshamesha Sharas Anida. And a woman that is with her husband, Sharas Anida, that then becomes Anida. That is the question that is asked, and each of these cases is a machlokas. Shrich and tefillah, Reb Yehuda poter, whether tefillah is needed. The Tarakaba says you still need tefillah, and Reb Yehuda says that there is no tefillah in that case. We're talking about different levels of tumah. Remember, background to all the levels of tumah is the first parak in Mishnah is Kalim. The first parak in Kalim talks about the levels of tumah, and especially within Avos HaTumah. There are many Avos, there's only one Avi Avos HaTumah, and that is a dead body. But there are many Avos HaTumos, and there are different halachas between Avos HaTumos, from the Kamikal HaKaved, a Sheretz, a dead Sheretz, Shechva Zera itself, Tamei Meis, the Mitzora, Bimei Sifra, Mitzora counting, is the first Mishnah in Kalim, and Mitzora counting the days that he has to count before he becomes Tar. And a number of others. These are Matame Adam Kalim Bamaga, Klicheres Bavir, Veina Matame Bamasa. Lamala Mehem, then it goes to more Chamor. Again, without getting into the specific details, then one has Nevela, a dead carcass. Lamala Mehem Bal Nida. Lamala Mehem, the liquid of a Zav. Ziva, Ruko, Shichva Zaro, Meme Raglov, Damanida. And then it keeps going more Chamor, more Chamor. Then you get to above that is a Zav. Above that is a Zava. Above that is a mitzora. Above that is a mace. Shu matame ba'ol mashenkin matamim. So there are different levels of tumo. So here we're talking about someone who is tame for 2 reasons, right? Somebody is tame because of keri. Somebody was tame for ziva. And the question is, when they overlap, is there still a takana drabanan of takanas Ezra? That is the question. The Gemara asks, ad kaduns of shara keri. The Gemara is about to ask the same question 3 times over, all in different ways. The Charedim on Amud Aleph, on Mebeis Amud Aleph, says this is the derech of the Gemara. If you look in the Charedim quotes a girsa, similar to what we have, but if you look on the 10th line or so of the Charedim on Mebeis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, the Charedim says, V'hi hasheil, we didn't read the first one yet, but let's just read this Charedim as a introduction to today's daf. V'hi hasheila v'hatshuva atzma. Right, this is the same exact question and answer that is asked, just in a little more explicit way. We're going to have it 3 times. He atzma sheilav atshuva atzma v'loshen shlishi benoni. That's the until the end of the parak. We're going to have the same question three times. Ukimo ika da amrei ika da amrei the isa bavli b'kama duchti. Right, similar to what we have in Shas Bavli often. Ika da amrei ika da amrei. Right, there are those who say this. There are those who say that. Upa amim shein hefresh b'neihem klal be'inyan ela b'lashon. And often there is no difference between them except language. Sometimes different people are even talking. V'chein Timson, he says, you look in the Hilchos Brachos of the Rambam. The Migdal Oz quotes a tshuva of the Rambam, where the Rambam says, Hani trei lishni, chad taima islahu, ve'ein b'neihem chilek b'inyan, ela b'shini ameimer b'lvad. Sometimes the Gemara will do that. Sometimes there'll be slight differences. And we'll have to figure out exactly, meaning is it a question and an answer, or is it a proof and a disproof? Right, so that itself could reflect something different about what the Havamina was, what the Maskana was. But sometimes it'll be exactly the same. Sometimes the Gemara will be makpid about what the language of the statement is. He quotes that Shuv of the Rambam. So here too, the Charedim quotes that this question that we're about to have is really the same question three times over in different words in this Gemara. So what is the question? The question is the Mishnah bidafka in order? The Mishnah says, Zav Shara Keri. The Chamur Tuma came before the more Kal Tuma. A person was a Zav, and then they became Bakeri. So that's where we say, that's where Reb Yehuda says, right, the now back to the first Charedim on the Gemara. Reb Yehuda says, the Charedim says, the question is within Shittas Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that your putter, a Zav Shara Keri is putter from this Takanas Ezra, does Reb Yehuda poter only in that order? What happens if it happened in the opposite order? A person first became a Balkari. So at that moment, he's chayiv in Takanas Ezra. And if he would go to the mikvah, he would be tahar that night. He waits for sunset. He's a tevul yom, and he would be able to be tahar. So what about in that case? And then he becomes a Zav. So then do we say that Reb Yehuda also says pater? Because right now the mikveh is not going to help him. Or do we say there, no, once he was already mechayim in Takanas Ezra, so then even if he has a more chomer tumah that is chal upon him, it is he does not lose that chiyuv of the Takanas Ezra. So that was the question. Again, this is all within the Durabanan. All within the Durabanan of Takanas Ezra, but conceptually, how far did he go? So that's the question. Now let's see it. So Ad Kadun, you said Zav Shara Keri. Fine, that case is a Zav Shara Keri. Afilu Keri Shara Zav. Right? Even if Keri that sees Ziva in that order, and the Charedim takes out the next four words because they come up later. So does it apply then? So Nishmei Min Hada. So the answer the Gemara gives is, well, look at later on in the Mishnah. But later on in the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? Hamishameshes Shara Sanida. If a woman is with her husband, so at that point she is a Poleta Shechvazera. She has the more Meka one. Shevras Anida, then she gets the more Chamer one. So you see, Tzricha Tfilah Rebuda Poter. So you see, the Machlokes is even in a case where it is in the opposite order. So that's one way to say it. Or, number two, Matam de Rabbi Yehuda, what is the root reason for Rabbi Yehuda saying Pator? Mishuma Moil. Mishuma moil hum shehu tovel, right? What is the reason that there's an effect and it helps when he is tovel? Which one? Mishuma moil shehu bashu tovel. Mishum she'ein sham l'tuma kala eitzel tuma chamura. Is it because that there is no more tuma kala once there is tuma chamura? So I read that first line, not exactly, I didn't translate that correctly. Let's go back to the first line. Mishum ma moel hu, mishum tovel. Is it because that the tefillah that he does is effective? Right? Is that the reason that Rabbi Huda's roots, svar is? And therefore, as we'll see, if it's not effective, that there's no reason to do it. O mishum she'en l'sham l'tum akale, it's l'tum akhamura. Or it's because that when you have two tumas side by side, the more makel tuma is not existent when there is the more stringent tuma. Sounds very similar. What's the difference between those two formulations? Right? Mamo, what the tefillah is not effective, or the tuma kala doesn't exist when there's tuma chamura. So manafig mi beinehon, what is the difference, halakha difference between them? Ra keri, right? A case where he sees keri before, after sorry, before having the ziva, right? If it's afters, that's the case, that's pashat in the Mishnah. The question that we're dealing with is if he sees keri beforehand. So in, right, and the charedim adds in two words, it's keri sherazav. Right, that makes the gear cell fall a little more. That's Kerish, right? So you see the first skinny line in the Charedim. Manafig mi beinehon, you see his gear cell. Keri sherazav. Right, so he adds in two words to our girsa. So in Tamar, and now we're going to explicate these two tzadim. In Tamar, ma moel shehu tovel, if you want to say, well, what effect did the tefillah have? Moelu, at the time, it would have been effective. Right, at the time, if he would have gone to the mikvah, when he first became tahar, he was tahar, but he became tameh mishum bal keri, so it would have been effective, he would have been a til yom, he would have been waiting for shkia, so it would have done something. So, maybe that chiyuv never leaves. Havi less time, but the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is not machalik, so then, havi less time, delo mishum, shein zom to machalik, sudor bachamura. No, but the other reason is that once there's tumah kala, then there's no existence of that once there is tumah chamura, and therefore you see that we don't look at the chiyuv per se at the moment, but you look at right now, once there's tumah chamura, then the tumah kala gets subsumed, and there's no reason to go to the mikvah, and therefore Yehuda is poter even in that direction. Okay, a couple of points to talk about before we turn. Tvul Yom, I think we mentioned this way back on the first staff, right, 40 days ago, when we first started this journey, and that is the concept of a Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom is pretty fascinating, because usually when I go to the mikvah, when I am itar myself, I'm tahar. Right? What am I waiting for? Right? I went to the mikvah. Tvul Yom means that I have to wait till Shkia. I don't do anything else. I just wait. I went to the mikvah, I do whatever I can, and now I just wait. Or by paraduma. By paraduma, I'm sprinkled, I go to the mikvah, but most things, and okay, sometimes you have to wait 7 days. But that's a unit of time. But tfilyom, you have to wait till sunset that day. Right? So why is that? So if you look in Alisa Piyashkafa, or even Al Piyalacha maybe, if you look in the end of the Hagdama of the Egletal, right, the first part of the Egletal's Hagdama is a well-known part about enjoying one's learning, and it talks about serving Hashem, shalolishma, 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 balishma, but then towards the end of the last paragraph, in the Hakdama, the Sachet Shavu Rebbe says, Ra'isi l'kayim ben yichabet av. I want to be, do kibbut av right at the beginning of my sefer. Lichtov, bipsicha sifri, davar masha shemati mikvod, avi adoni moridi v'rabbeinu zatzal, bepirish mishnah rishona de brachos. He wonders what is the connection between a kohen waiting tful yom, meaning his truma, and kriyashma. I think we mentioned this outside on the first day. I don't think we read it inside. So he said, "De inyan harif shemesh sheitzricha Torah, de afa laacher shetaval." Right, what's the message of that? You have to wait for shkia even after you went to the mikvah. Mikamako meacher shaya tame baoso yom nishar bo roshem tuma kol hayom. If somebody was tameh for one day, then there is tumah, there's residue tumah. There's an effect of that. If you were tameh today, so even if you went to the mikvah, you still see the remnants of that until the day is over. Ubaharev shemesh ba yom acher shalohaya bo tumah nistalik gam harishima. Right? Once the day is over, once there's harev shemesh, so there's nothing left. You went to the mikvah, now this is a new day. And therefore, there was no tumah on this day, and therefore it's totally gone. Ubasher hu betumah kenu lumaso. Because, so that's his message of Tful Yom. Tful Yom means that once there's Tumah today, even if I went to the mikvah, certain Tumah is the residue of that Tumah. The spiritual residue is still going to be on a person's neshama, and therefore they have to wait till Shkia to get rid of it. But then he adds, the Kasher Hu Betumah, Kein Hu Lu Maso B'Kedusha. If I said Shema in the morning, I was Makabal Amacha Shemayim. Af Shachar Kach Ein Machshavasa Baze. Even though I'm not thinking about it, Mikomakom Nisher Bo Roshem Kabbalas Amacha Shemayim Kol Hayom. The Roshem of that Shema continues during the day, and that's why we don't have to say Kriya Shema by Mincha. Ube'erev Shabbat Yom Acher Nisalik Amarashima. Once the day ends, so then the effect is changed. V'tzarch L'Kabbal Amacha Shemayim Mechadash. Right, and that's why. There's no, he says, by Ein Sorach, Atah Sorach, Lomar, Kriyashma, B'mincha. That's what he quotes from his what his father. But that's the idea of a tefil yom, that he always has an effect, a spiritual residue. We're talking about tevila also, and we have time there to talk about the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of tevila. We're talking about this language of the Gemara here, just spoke about what's the effect of the tevila. Is it effective? It would be effective b'shaito. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses, again, the Rambam also, the Rambam has this in mitzvah, I say Kuf Tes, 109, but we'll read it for the Sefer HaChinuch, Kuf Ayin Hei, 175. The Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah, in Parshas Mitzora, She nitvo v'me mikvah v'az nitar, me'eza min mi'mini atum she'nitman ubo, to be tovel in a mikvah, v'rachatz es b'saro. He goes to what's the daraisa? Mayim shekol b'sara ola b'hem 40 sa'ah v'zeo shir mikvah. Umen atara beishayu amayim she'uvin o amshicho osam edamayanos. The Sefer HaChinuch Shita machlokes rishonim. How far does this go? Mi daraisa you could use mayim she'uvin. Shatara amra mikveh mayim mikom akom chachamim paslu kol mikvah shemimav she'uvin. Any drew on water, Chazal war posel. The Rambam, first he quotes before he gets it to his hashkafa. He quotes the Rambam, going to a mikveh is not a chiyuv, but it's a matir. Meaning, what if I want to stay tamei? I want to stay tamei for a couple of days. So he quotes to the Rambam, Ein kamanaso b'amrinu shatavila mitzvahs asei, sheyeh mitzvah al kol tamei, sheyitar al kol panim. Kamo shechayev kol mishi iskase, b'ksus shiasa tzitzis. Interesting parallel. Pirish lepirusho, b'ksus arbe kadafayim, v'che mishi ish lo gag shechayev lasos lo makeh. Avala inyan shemi sheyirza litar mi tuma lo yitachin lo zela betvila b'mayim. If you decide you want to become tahar, so then you have to do it this way. That's the mikveh. It's situational. Avalam yirza liyishar b'tuma so avala yikaris l'machad eshchina zman rav harushus biyado. If you want to stay tamei and not go into the Beis HaMikdash and not eat a karban and not eat shroom if you're a kohen, harushus biyado. Mikom makom ein ze mimidas chasidim va'anshe maisa. Lihiyosam mitumaim bitumasam. Says the chinuch is not the way of anshe maisa to stay tame. Ki atuma meusa viatara ahuva. That's the language of the chinuch. Right? Tuma is disgusting spiritually and tara is beloved. V'nafsho shal adam misale umizdakek es betara. Right? There's a physical and a spiritual. Right? Like we had a couple of days ago. When the person's tsoa is worse than an animal's because a person has machshavos ra'os, right? The connection between the body and the soul. And then the chinuch gets into, a couple of paragraphs later, misharshi ha-mitzvah. What's the sharsh of the mitzvah? Shaltara samayim, mashak asafti b'rosh ha-seder. Look back what I wrote to mitzvah kuf ayin gimel. If you look back in kuf ayin gimel, where the chinuch discusses mitzvah taras minatzara'as, right, the process of becoming tar from Saras, he discusses mikvah there, and he says, what's the idea of a mikvah? We should feel like we're born again, and coming out of the amniotic fluid, right? Just like when we're born, we come out of liquid, so too when we come out of the mikvah. Ha'inyan kedei she'ira adam asatzmo achar atfila kilu nivra ba'oso shah. Kemo, and also like Bria Sa'olam, right? V'ruach elokim rachefes apnei amayim, right? Bria came out of water. Kilu nivra bo sasha kamo shai haolam kula mayim terem heyuz bo adam kamo shakaso v'rochel gemer chavas apanei mayim v'yitein al libo b'dimyon ki kamo shen ischadish begufo yichadish gamkein pu'ulos avlatov. Just like he has a new body, right? Just like there are new things in the body, there can be new things in the neshama. V'yachshir ma'isav v'yadaktik b'darkei Hashem Baruch Hu. And that's why you can't be tovel in a kli. Can be tovel in a kli, right? Only in a mikvah, mayim chayim o mechudasim bekarka. K'dei lases aliba machshava kilu haolam kula mayim. As you think about other grass, like as if the world is all water, like it was. V'hunis chadish balusu mehen kamo sharmarnu. And if the water is bekli, lo yitachin binyazeh sharmarnu al machshavas atovel. Right? If you're in a kli, then you wouldn't be able to have this imagination, says the chiddach. The mitzvahs try to make it easier for us in terms of the messages that we're supposed to get from the mitzvahs. So that's the chiddach in Kuf Ayin Gimel and Kuf Ayin Hei. If you look in the Sefer Yagdil Torah, I think I brought it, Yagdil Torah on Parshas Mitzora, so he also talks about this from a number of mefarshim, and he says, L'chori yesh l'havin, shari k'dei l'chasus as a guf kulo dai b'tes sa'ah, l'chal yoter yud be'sa'ah, you need 40 sa'ah. Such a huge amount, much less to cover up a body. So he quotes from Rav Meir Shapiro, "Ditzorach lomar shir mayim kadei levatel asaguf kulo," not just to cover the body, but to be mevatel the body. The roam anuki lukalaguf mali mayim vahamayim otfim alav. Right, and you're batel, and you're like a birya chadasha when you come out. Right, and he quotes that from the chinuchu, and he says quotes a remez from the Rebbe Milovavich that shir mikvahu shieba arbaim saah shir shakol gufa olohen ki abitol tzarach lios muchlat v'shalim. Remez tevila are the osios habitol. His bat was zu mevili detara. B'shash adam mevadel az atzmo v'hu misale meha'ani shelo kol gufa olohen as I hu nase. Kli likedusha, and then there's the Bnei Yisachar that does some math here. He says a man, this is math. Gotta put on a big math hat. Adam is merkav from Dalad Yesodos. We know Eish Ruach Mayim and Afar according to the oldest farm. V'chol Yesod merkav gam kein mi Dalad Yesodos. Right, and every Yesod is merkav from four. Not sure what that means. V'yim kena Adam merkav mi tezayin Yesodos. 16 Yesodos. 4 times 4. Isser batel b'shishim tez zayin pam shishim ola mispar tof kuf samach 960, and therefore a shir mikvah is tof kuf samach lugin, which is keneged 60. Okay, goes into the whole math trying to do actual bittel. Feel free to look there. We continue now with the third version of the same question. The third version of the same question says the Sefer Charedim now on Mem Beis Amid Beis. Ad kedun kishabas lo tumah kala basof. Fine, I know if the tumah kala comes basof. Afilu baslo tumah chamura basof. Is it even if the tumah chamura comes basof? Again, the same exact question for the third time. Nishma min adab, and you learn it from the second part of the Mishnah. Vamishamesha shirasa nida tzricha tila rebuda poter. So you see, even in the case where she is a poletes, which is the lower level, and then nida hada amra hi hada. So you see, from here it's the same thing. Same thing. Doesn't matter which came first. We would still have the machlokes and rebuda would be poter, even if the carry came first. And remember, as we said before, the whole question is within the Durabanan, but that is the question. Hadralach Misha Mesu, and we start now, Baruch Hashem, the fourth perek of Maseches Brachos, all about tefillah. Right, the first three prakim are about Kriya Shema and expanded about tefillah. The next two prakim are about tefillah and expanded about other topics that might come up. Then we'll get to the sixth perek, which is about brachas, as we know, the seventh perek, benching, etc. So tefillah, as we've mentioned, is a machlokas rishonim, machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, about tefillah being d'oraisa or not. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, and also in Mitzvahs Aseh Hey, that davening every single day is a mitzvah d'oraisa, based on the Gemara that we're about to have. Right, it's known as Tainas Daveis, but it's also here in the Yerushalmi, Brachas Dav Membeis, in our new pagination. But the Rambam says, Mitzvah Chamisha is the fifth mitzvah, the first mitzvah about doing something. The first mitzvah is Aleph, is believing in Hashem, Beis is Yichud Hashem, then is Avat Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Number five is davening. First mitzvah about doing something. Mitzvah Chamisha is Tzivanu La'avdo Yis'ala, to serve Him. How do you serve Hashem? It says 10 times in the Torah. Serve Hashem, serve Hashem. How do you serve Hashem? You could serve Hashem by wearing tzitzis. You could serve Hashem by eating kosher. How do you serve Hashem? Says the Rambam. Even though this mitzvah is one of the inclusionary psukim, but it also has a specific kavana, and that is tefillah. V'lashon sifrei ula'avdo zu tefillah. V'yamru gam kein ula'avdo zu talmud. U'b'mishdaso shal Rabbi Eliezer, he quotes others, avdehu, klomar l'alech Hashem l'spalal, k'neged v'chuluk. I'm sorry, the Rambam Ahava, Hilchos Tefillah. So that's the Rambam in Mitzvah Hey. The Ramban, if you remember, argues there. The Ramban says, I don't think davening is a chiyuv d'oraisa, except be'ez sara. But we pointed out that Pashupshad, Rav Asher Weiss points this out, and others, it's hard to say that according to the Ramban, you could be a full, complete Jew mid'oraisa without davening. Right? It must be that the Ramban also agrees it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa daven every day. He's not going to count it as one of the 613 because there's no tzivui mefurish in the Torah. There's no tzivui mefurish in the Torah. What is it? It's like the Rambam just said. Serve Hashem, serve Hashem. And we're going to darshan on that. Oh, avodah shebelev is davening. So he doesn't think that that is enough explicit nature, and therefore he's not going to count it as a mitzvah d'araisa. Just like, remember that mashal he gave, just like the Rambam doesn't count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a separate mitzvah d'araisa. But of course, both of them hold that they are both d'araisa. Right? The Rambam in Hilfa, it doesn't quote our Gemara in Seir Mitzvahs, but in the beginning of Hilfa Tefillah, mitzvah seilas pal b'chol yom shenemar v'avatam l'shem alokeichem mipi ashmua amru shavodazu hi tefillah shenemar ula avdo b'chol avavchem. Right, and that's going to be on today's daf too. So there's so much to talk about by tefillah, so let's just do the daf and see what we can fit in. Tefillah Hashachar, so the times for tefillah. So the times for tefillah are for sure Durabanan. Right, the idea of davening every day is Daraisa. But even the Rambam agrees that the Zmani tefillah are Durabanan, based on Uvashach B'chol B'kumecha and others. Tefillah Hashachar Chatzos, I'm sorry, Kriya Shema V'shach B'chol B'kumecha. The tefillah is all Durabanan. And we'll see where they get it from. Tefillas HaShachar HaChatzos, davening Shachris could be until Chatzos, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Arba Shos, Rabbi Yehuda says until the fourth hour, which is what we try to hold. Tefillas HaMincha at Erev. Mincha is Erev. What does Erev mean? So Rabbi Yonah and the other Rishonim say, Erev here means Shkia. It does not mean Seis. Even though sometimes Erev means Seis, but here it means Shkia, that is Rabbi Yonah. Ad HaErev. The Charedim points out that for Kriya Shema, you need Seis. For Tefillah, you'd be able to have after Shkia. Right, the second wide line in the Charedim. Miyu Tefillah bilachudhu, v'letzarech shalom mitzvah, v'kriya Shema lo avikari atzeis ha-kochavim, that is later. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad plaga mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, until plaga mincha, one has tadava mincha. Plaga mincha is the halfway point between Mincha, Ketana, and Shkia, so it's 10 3/4 halachic hours, so that is the difference, what Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. The the Gemara in Zvachim says, and Rav Salvechik was machbid about this, said that the Gemara says, Dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama, that Dam is pasal by becomes possible by Shki and the Beis HaMikdash. And based on that, he said, even if one holds like Rabbeinu Tam, for other halachas regarding Shkia, holding the later Shkia, we discussed this earlier in the Masechta here, one should daven Mincha before what we call Shkia. Right, that was, he was mocked before, Rav Shachter has that in Nefesh Harav, regarding Mincha. Okay, Tfilas Erev in La Keva, Vishem Musafin Kalayom. Tfilas Erev, there is no Keva, there is no set time. Interesting Lashon. What does it mean, Ein La Keva? The Gemara has one shot of this, the Vilna Gaon has another shot of this. Not arguing Halacha, but a different shot. There's no fixed time, it doesn't just say all night. It says Ein La Keva. Maybe we'll get back to that. Vishem Musafin Kalayom, and Musaf on Kedavin all day. There might be a Lachachila to daven it earlier, but all day. Tfilas HaShachar Ad HaChatzos V'chulu. Ksiv La'ava HaShem Elokeichem U'la'avdo B'chol Vavim V'chol Nafshechem. To love Hashem and to serve Hashem. V'chiyesh Avode B'leiv. What does it mean to serve Hashem, right, in your hearts? B'chol Vavchem. Ezu zu tfila. Tfila is not about saying words, right? It's about Avoda of the heart. V'chein hu Omer, and the same pasuk by Daniel. Remember the story by Daniel. Daryavesh had Daniel, one of the Persian kings, had Daniel as one of his advisors. And he was a great advisor. Problem was, the other advisors were jealous. So they convinced Daryavesh to make a rule. There's an Isser to Davin. There's an Isser to Davin. Because they knew they could get Daniel in trouble. And then they convinced him to make this law. And then after that, they went and caught Daniel davening. And they went and told Daryavesh. And Daryavesh went to Daryavesh and said, Daryavesh, look, you have to punish him. So he didn't want to, but he had to throw him into the lion's den. Because, you know, he caught him davening. And he survived. But that's where this pasuk is coming from, Daniel Perek Vav. V'cheinu Omer, Elokach Diant Palach Le Betadira, the God that you daven to always, Hu Yishesfina. Right, Daryavish kind of wishes Daniel that he survives the lion's den, even though he's about to throw him in. But he said he liked him. So he says, the God that you constantly serve, he should save you. V'cheyesh Polchan B'Bavel, what do you mean? The one that you serve. Is there service? Is there a Beis HaMikdash in Babel? That's where this took place. So what does it mean? How does he serve? Ezu, zu tefillah. Right, this is tefillah. That is what Daryavesh is referring to when he speaks to Daniel. One final point, even though there's so much, and we'll get to it over the next, by the Shem, couple of days and weeks in this parak, right, the Gra, Tilas Erev Ein La Keva. There is a big question, the pre-Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, picked up on this Gra to help explain the question of the Rishonim on the first Daf and Shas. Tied to the Sasri, Right, the problem is, right, the Gemara says that you could, machlokas, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, when mincha, is it until Shkia or is it until Plaga Mincha? Very unusually, the Gemara says, in the Bavli, that you could choose who you go like. David Kamar Ovid, David Kamar Ovid. Right? Usually, we pass in like one Shita. Here, you could choose who you go like. But you can't choose the two different ones on the same day. Meaning, you can't daven, maybe early, but at least for sure the same day. You can't daven mincha like the Rabbanan, meaning until Shkia, and Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda after Plag. Meaning, to daven mincha and Ma'ariv in the same time zone. To daven both of them after Plag and before Shkia, right, that's not allowed. That's called Tarta de Sasri, an inner contradiction, because then we're relying on one and the other, so it's not allowed. So the question is, how does that happen? Sometimes in the summer months, people daven, you know, mincha late and ma'ariv early. So how does that work? So many different answers are given. The Rambam has a lashon of emedaktik in bismana because of tefilas arvus rishus, and there are a couple of other answers given. But the Pri Yitzchak says, based on the Gra. The Gra says here, tefilas arev ein la keva. What does ein la keva mean? There's no set time. Why doesn't it just say all night? The Gra says, you know what ma'ariv is? When you can't daven the other tefilas. Right, in la keva, it doesn't have a set time. If it's not time for shacharis or mincha, then it's time for ma'ariv. So says the pre Yitzchak on a weekday night, I daven mincha already. So now it's 10 minutes later, but it's still before shkia. Is it still mincha time? Yeah, I just davened already, but it's still mincha time. But on a Friday night, says the pre Yitzchak, on a Friday night, I daven mincha, then I was makabel Shabbos. So once I'm makabel Shabbos, I can't daven mincha anymore. If I can't daven mincha, it's time for ma'ariv. Right, like the Gra says, ein la keva. There's no set time. Right, so that is why the Pri Yitzchak says, at least on a Friday night, maybe the Tarta Sasri is a little better based on this Vilna Gaon pshat of the Mishnah. But either way, there's so much to talk about here. There's other answers to the Tarta Sasri. Maybe we'll talk about the Sefer Yikarim tomorrow as we talk about he has so much about Tefillah in the fourth Maimar, Be'ez Hashem. But we will continue here as we start the fourth Perek of Meseches Brachos. Okay, we'll stop here.